Hi, this is Mela, and you're listening to Love Mela the Podcast Year 2.
Okay guys, hello. First time ko mag-record ng walang mic kasi tinatamad ako. Pero hopefully, okay naman yung voice ko, no? Wala naman hopefully masyadong ingay. So, napapaisip ako sometimes kung, alam mo yun, kasi ang dami ko na-feeling yun. Parang sobrang kalat talaga. Like, I was talking to a friend about something na I've always wanted and I've always wished for. And I'm still wishing for it now to happen. Pero parang nabawasan yung desire ko to, you know, go for it. Pero I still want it. Like, siguro mga 90%, mga 95%. Pero may nawalang 5%. So, it's big. It's big. So, I've been talking to a friend about it. Sabi ko, nakakalungkot kasi hindi ka sure if yung mga bagay na gusto mo ngayon, gugustuhin mo pa rin siya when it's finally presented in front of you. Like, oh my God, that's so sad. Parang, example, LDR kayo. Tapos, sobrang gustong-gusto mo siyang makasama. Like, nalulungkot ka na kasi hindi nyo na kayo distance, ganyan. Tapos, lagi nyo na lang sinasabi na, oh, I wanna be with you now, ganyan, ganyan, ganyan. Tapos, by the time naman na nandito na yung tao, or by the time na pwede na kayo magkita, wala, break na kayo. Parang, ang sad na tignan in general, pero that's just how life goes talaga kasi, diba? Parang, ang sad lang. Kasi, lagi na lang ano, parang lagi na lang hindi binibigay sa iyo, ganun. Though, don't get me wrong, parang we still have to appreciate what's there, pero parang human nature yun eh, no? To look for the things that are not in front of you. Parang leaving all the things that are there for granted. Parang taken for granted, diba? And it's so sad. So, ang shaky ng life, as in super shaky na, yun nga, like what I said, hindi mo alam kung yung kaya mo ngayon, kaya mo pa siya in the future, or yung mga gusto mo ngayon, hindi mo alam kung pag nandiyan na siya sa harap mo, gusto mo pa rin siya. It's so sad! Oh my God! Bigyan na ba ako example? Okay, kasi yung isa kong friend, nag-announce ng world tour yung group niya. Tapos, ex-group niya yun. Like, hindi na niya yun sinastan ngayon. Pero nung nag-announce last like 2020 early, like January pre-lockdown, sobrang gina siya bumili ng ticket kasi syempre old group niya yun eh. That time sobrang gustong gusto niya to attend the concert, pero now na hindi na yun yung old group niya, parang may bago na siyang group. Hindi ko natanong sa kanya if nagka-effect sa kanya yung announcement nung tour. Pero, do you guys think may effect pa yon? Like, when you finally, kasi magkaiba yung pag-move on sa parasocial relationships, syempre, sa talagang nakarelasyon mo, diba? So, super different nun. So, hindi talaga natin siya makompare, no? Pero, tingin nyo may pain? Hindi ko siya natanong eh, anyway. Tingin nyo may pain na parang, when the chance is finally there, like, world tour, parang possible naman na mag-tour yun sa Asia, diba? So, do you think naka-feel ng pain yung friend ko na yun? Na sana hindi ko sila iniwan? Do you think may ganun? Wala lang, naka-curious lang ako kasi yun nga, sobrang curious ako na what if yung mga gusto ko ngayon, pagdating nila, ayoko na sila. Parang sa ano lang, sa pagbili ng album, yung kasi sobrang tagal dumating, like 4 to 5 months bago dumating minsan yung iba. Pagdating ba nun, gusto ko pa sila? Like, gusto ko pa ba silang collect, ganyan. Pero, iba kasi siya dun sa mga bagay na talagang matagal man ang winu-wish. Like, job opportunity, like, a person na matagal man ang hinihintay, pero ngayon, ayaw mo na. Diba? Yung parang, ay, ako personally, naiiyak ako sa thought na yon na yung mga gusto ko dati, hala baka parang, nakalungkot lang na sobrang hindi talaga linear mga bagay-bagay, no? Like, you can love something so much right now, but you're not assured how long it will last. You're not sure na forever yan. Parang no matter how much you say na, oh, forever, forever, parang it will always have a special place in my heart, ganyan, ganyan. Parang you really can't say unless you're the person feeling it. Like, ang lungkot talaga, ang lungkot nung thought, naisip ko lang bigla kasi alam mo naman, pag weekend, medyo vulnerable tayo and ay nako, sobrang dami kong feel. Siguro kasi may effect pa ba yung ano, yung possible bang post ano to, PMS, pero post, hindi, joke lang. Pero hindi, sobrang emotional ko nung ano ko, nung after ko, like nung before ako magkaroon, TMI, nung PMS ko, sobrang emotional ko siguro. Nadala ko siya hanggang ngayon. So, napapaisip ako niyan na, ay ito pa, ko. Medyo shift tayo ng topic. Kasi napag-usapan din namin ng friend ko to na parang, do you think sobrang Delulu pakinggan, trigger warning. Sorry po sa mga iritang-irita sa Delulu. Pero feeling ko Delulu na ako eh. Kasi, do you think some idols, in general na lang to, do you think some idols fall in love with their co-member? Do you think it's possible? Ito, sobrang kailangan ko ng open-mindedness dito. Ayoko ng mga mambabash na, oh, don't ship them. I know that. Pero, hindi talaga maiwasan minsan na may mafe-feel ka na, oh my God, what if talagang meron silang nafe-feel, no? Parang, hindi naman kasi imposible kasi, hello, they live together, they do stuff together, like, training years until now they're in a group, 'di ba? Parang oh my God, ang grabe yung possibility, pero hindi tayo sure kasi wala naman tayong karapatan kasi personal life nila 'yon. Pero ako personally, may 50% chance. Ayoko kasing anuhin na mas lamang yung chance na may gusto talaga sila sa co-member. Pero, 50-50 ako. Ayokong lamangan kasi parang pinapangunahan ko sila eh. So, feeling ko may 50% chance na may ano talaga sa kanila. Though we don't like assuming sexualities here. Pero, possible kasi talaga, diba? Parang, huwag na tayong magmalinis. Alam ko, hindi tayo dapat nag-a-assume na, uy, this person is gay, uy, this person is straight. Pero, hindi mo man sabihin out loud para hindi ka makancel. Pero, I'm sure may na-form ka na sa mind mo na, ay, feeling ko ano to. Huwag kayo magmalinis. may mga ganun talaga. And sometimes ganun ako, pero hindi lagi. Kasi hindi naman din maganda pag ganun. Sometimes lang, may mga tao lang ako na nakikitaan na, ay, baka ano siya, baka ito yung sexuality niya, ganyan, baka non-binary to, ganyan. Minsan kasi sa tao makikita mo sa forma nila, sa the way they speak. And sometimes, ah, okay, huwag tayong mga ano dito. Sometimes lang. Ayan. So, ako feeling ko talaga may 50% chance na some idols fall in love with their co-members. Or minsan, feeling ko din, sinasabi nilang mahal nila yung co-member nila platonically, pero parang potential love, may potential love na more than that. Parang possible, 'di ba? Kasi ewan ko, or baka ganun na lang talaga ako kadilulo sa ship ko sa TXT, gago. Sobrang ano talaga, like, oh my God, siguro if I tweet mo to, makakancel ka agad. Pero at least I'm not one of those shippers na hate on other members. Hello. Hi sa inyo, sa mga toot shippers. Alam nyo na yun kasi na kayo. Diyos ko, ang lala. Grabe. Anyway, ayun. Minsan nagdadrama pa ako na baka nga sa sobrang kahibangan ko, hindi naman talaga sila in love sa isa't isa. Talagang close lang sila. Pero napapaisip ako pag nakakita ako ng clips nila na parang, hindi naman sa sobrang touchy, pero may hint of touchy. And yung mga kinakwento nila na pag nakikita ko si ganito, ganito yung napifeel ko, oh, pucha, Diyos ko, lala. Grabe talaga, parang sabi ko, shock. Siguro, feeling ko yung iba, hindi talaga malabo, as in hindi talaga malabo. Like, ang dami lang kasi sigurong matang nakatingin sa kanila. Kaya minsan, hindi na nila ma-express fully yung napifeel nila. Pero sobrang good for those na talagang sobrang totoo, on and off cam. So, ayun. May thoughts ako na ganun, na parang, what if these two members? Kinikilig talaga kasi ako sa kanila. Parang, tas nakakatawa pa, diba? Parang tayo mga K-pop stans. Parang sobrang ano tayo na, parang immune na tayo dun sa mga sinasabi ng iba na, uy, bakla yung idol mo, ganyan-ganyan. Tas parang kami, alam namin, bro. Parang, gusto pa nga namin silang magkatuluyan. So, late ka na sa balita. Alam mo yun, may yung ganun. Pero, I don't know, parang, ay nako. Kasi, Diyos ko naman, bakit kasi ganun siya makatingin doon? Sobrang dilulu, oh my God. Tas nadagdagan pa ng ano, ng feels kasi nagbabasa ako ngayon ng mga AU. Tas wala lang, bakit ba? Kanya-kanya tayo ng labas ng sama ng loob. This may safe space, so feeling ko pwede ko naman siyang sabihin. And wala man akong tinatapakang rights ng ibang tao, so I don't think there's anything bad about that. And open naman ako sa kahit na anong iba to na argument on it. Sobrang open naman ako, and malay mo, maparealize ng mga tao sa akin na wala naman talagang possibility kasi hindi pwede, and idols sila, so hindi pwede. And alam mo yun, ay nako, talaga napapaisip pa ako na ano, sabi ko, feeling ko naiisip nung iba na in another life na lang siguro. Kasi parang, ang daming ganyang edit sa TikTok, nalulungkot ako, naalala ko nung ano, like, si Namjoon, may edit siya na ano, parang clips niya na combined, tapos parang ano, sabi dun sa caption, I hope in another life we'll find each other. Parang ako, tapos si Namjoon, parang we'll find each other, not as me, not as a fangirl, and him, not as an idol, but as two ordinary people. Diyos ko, kasi parang, oh my God, it's so true din yung trend sa TikTok na ano, yung blank sa umaga, blank sa gabi. May entry doon na ano, parang sabi niya, ano yan, fangirls lang tayo, di tayo dapat nakikisaw-saw sa personal life nila. Sa umaga, pero sa gabi, parang mapapaisip ka, hindi ba talaga pwede? Parang ganun mo na lang talaga kamahal yung member to just see them as that. Tapos may nakita pa ako na ano, na parang website ata siya ng parang letters for this certain idol. Nagsasorry sila. Si Yeonjun to eh. Nagsasorry sila kay Yeonjun kasi they fell for him. They fell for him. Like, I'm sorry for crossing the line. Sabi nila, I'm sorry if I don't see you anymore as an idol but as someone I'd like to pursue. Mga ganon. Parang sabi ko, oh my God, grabe naman kayo. Bakit kayo nang-a-atake? Parang ano siya? Parang na-verbalize nila lahat ng nasa utak ko na hindi ko kayang i-put to words. Sa sobrang ayokong i-cross yung line. Pero grabe talaga na parang super overflowing yung love mo for them na hindi mo na contain na parang gusto mo na lang talaga ibigay yung buong mundo sa kanya. Diyos ko, sobrang fangirl problem to. Oh my God. So I think sobrang hindi lahat makaka-relate. Pero I hope you guys, as some other fangirls or non-fangirls or non-fanboys listen to this, I hope you at least get to see a glimpse of how we feel. We're not just crazy girls. We're not just crazy boys. We're people who love big stars with all our hearts. It's not just about being a fan of their songs or being a fan of whatever they do. It's being a fan of who they really are inside. It's more than just their looks. Sobrang bonus yung looks. Part siya sa tinitignan kung anong, kung isa-stan mo ba yung group or kung isusupport mo ba yung person. But yeah, that's sobrang inexplicable ng feeling kasi ako pag may problems ako na ganito, ang kinakausap ko lang talaga ko fangirl lang din. Kasi alam ko pag normal person na hindi katulad ko, hindi talaga nila magigets. Like, okay, gets ko naman na magkakaiba talaga tayo ng ano, ng views on that. Pero kasi pag co-fangirl mo yung makikinig, gets niya agad eh. And hindi kanya i-judge for it. Like the person I talked to about this, sobrang same din ang nafe-feel niya. Sobrang same kami nang nafe-feel. And it feels so good to have people like them around. And you know, just have someone around na won't judge you for feeling like this. And would even like tell you that they feel the same, because they really do, not just because they wanna kiss ass or they wanna comfort you or they wanna, you know, they want you to cheer up kahit di naman totoo, pero ganun talaga nafe-feel nila. And nava-validate lalo yung ano ko na valid tong feelings ko, valid na nalulungkot ako pag may hindi ako na mind na photo card. It's so normal, guys. Dati sobrang ginagaslight ko yung sarili ko na babaw ko naman, hindi ko lang nabili yung photo card, ang lungkot ko na, or hindi ko lang na mind, naunahan ako mag-mind pero ang lungkot ko na. Pero sobrang normal na ma-frustrate over something na minsan kasi, hindi minsan eh guys, ganito kasi yan sa BNS sa Twitter. If you wanna buy a photo card na in demand, iyaano yan eh, parang isa-set yan lagi, isa-set sa ibang members ganyan. So sometimes you look for kahate, sometimes you buy the whole set, then that's the time na lang na you sell it separately kasi gusto mo lang makuha yung priority mo na makuha. So ayun, where was I? Naka-frustrate talaga na inabangan mo yung selling post kasi may mga ganyan eh, lapag time 8 PM, 7 PM ganyan. So ayun, naabangan mo yun only to end up not getting it. It's so frustrating, and especially if priority mong makuha yun, if prayo mo siya. Malungkot, and I hate how sometimes people invalidate that. And I think it can be the same as being frustrated over something work related kasi it's still frustration. I mean, it's just about different things but it's still frustration, right? Ang lungkot lang na nawiway pa din siya, parang nag-aanuhin pa rin ba tayo ng feelings dito, 'di ba? Dapat parang nagdadamayan na lang tayo. So ayun, mga fangirl, mga pinoproblema ko sa pagpa-fangirl, grabe. That ginigaslight ko yung sarili ko na ang OA ko for feeling this way, na ang OA ko for crying over Namjoon's life or crying over something na nangyari years ago pero I wasn't there for them. Ang lungkot talaga, and I just hate how, yeah, I hate how people laugh at us because they don't get it. Anyway, it's our life naman, and wala naman silang ambag sa life natin, so I guess let's just do it our way and we don't need their approval, you know. Ang dami kong feels, ang dami kong nararamdaman ngayon, parang grabe. Nung frustrate ako sa maraming bagay, pero parang mga 70% of that is about fangirling, parang ang dami kong pinaproblema. But though tinatry ko talaga to make it, I want to make my fangirl life as as lax as possible, you know? I want it to be less serious kasi I want them to be my peace of mind, my stress reliever, and not my source of, you know, frustration. Kasi kaya nga sila nandyan eh, to give happiness, to give hope to people, to give you music that you can listen to when you feel like it and when you just need someone, ganyan. O yun, I hope hindi natin matik for granted yung idols natin na just because may mga fan wars, parang mas aatupagin siya over supporting the idol mismo. Iaano pa siya eh, parang, diba, like na pag-usapan namin earlier, na-equate yung pag-collect ng merch sa pagiging fan, which is really not. Though may mga humor TikTok na ano na hindi ba ingitay rako kailangan ko rin bumili. Okay lang yun kasi nakakatawa yun. Pero live within your means ha. Sobrang I learned that the hard way nung 2020 nung sobrang new pa lang ako sa hardcore collecting. I even bought merch that don't even spark joy when I bought them. Like I just really bought them because they're out. And they were released that time. So, that time, sabi ko, everything's gonna get released. I'm gonna buy it. So, I'm happy. But when they came, I'm happy naman. But I realized I need them. I mean, I want them. But do I really need them? Do I want them because I want them? Or do I want them because I wanna prove my worth as a fan? Or I wanna show people that this is what I'm capable of buying? May mga ganun eh. Parang, ayun, na ano lang ako na ganun ako dati. Na bother lang ako na ganun ako dati. But good thing I outgrew it. Kasi ngayon, kahit may bagong release, hindi ko lahat pinapatulan. Galing. Hindi lahat. Though mukha akong bili ng bili. Oo, bili ako ng bili. Pero compared to 2020, sobrang pigil na yan. Like, if you see me buying something, it's because I've wanted it for so long na. Not because gusto ko lang bumili. Kasi dati, sobrang gusto ko lang bumili. Like, I just wanna spend money and all. Pero ngayon, parang I wanna spend money because I want it. Not because I just wanna spend. Alam mo yun, nag-evolve na ako sa pag, ano ngayon, sa spending habits ko ngayon. Kaya medyo marami akong nabawi nung nagbenta ako. Though, marami pa rin akong binibenta ngayon. And hindi pa rin sila lahat nakukuha. So, ayun, hopefully mabili na sila para mabawi ko na yung iba. And I just wanna give my two cents about this. Kasi ang dami nagkukwitting sale ngayon. And naiinis ako kasi pag may isang nagkwitting sale, ang daming madadamay. As in, ang daming sumusunod. And I think not all of them want to quit because they wanna quit. Some people quit because gusto nilang sundan yung yapak nung unang nag-quit. Alam mo yun, parang since ang dami nagko-quit, magko-quit na rin ako. Parang, dude, don't you have your own feelings and your own, you know, sentiments over collecting? So yung pagko-collect mo, naka-base pala siya sa feelings ng iba. Or parang dahil pala sa iba, kaya ka lang nag-collect. Parang you didn't do it for yourself. It's so sad. I mean, it's not advisable to collect just because you see a lot of people collecting. Hi, 2020 Mela. So, I mean, I wanna collect, but I don't wanna collect excessively. Alam mo yun, parang yung tipong simpleng bote ng tubig bibilin ko. Naalala ko, bumili ako ng B-Water. Pero hindi ko naman siya pinagsisihan. Pero nakakatawa lang na maski the smallest of merch, I'd freaking buy them. And hindi na pala siya healthy for me. Kasi the money hasn't even entered my bank account yet. But I already bought it. So, sabi ko, how long am I gonna live like this? I mean, wow. Sa TXT talaga ako natuto na, alam mo yun, to just buy what I want. Sa BTS, I don't know, siguro may pressure na halo kasi, you know, they're BTS, they're global stars. So, syempre, the fans are also, mga 70% of them are rich. So, sometimes there's pressure to collect everything. Because you see TikTok unboxings na, you know, they bought everything from the tour merch and they're gonna fly to US. But then I realized, it's because they have money. They have a job. They have savings. Ako, I have all of them din naman. I mean, I have savings. I have a job. Pero it's not my super top priority. I think that's one of the things one of the tips na I'd give to new fangirls or new fans of any group na, in general na lang to. If you wanna collect, make sure you're like super 100% into the group. Or, well, may marami rin naman kasing bumibili ng PC na hindi nila sinastan yung group. Pero gusto lang nila yung photo card na yun. Well, that's fine. It's your money. Pero, ikaw, if mag-ano ka na into a new group, tapos unsure ka if you're gonna collect, give it some time. Ako with TXT, I gave it some time. Like, after ko silang panoorin, like, yung mga variety shows, ganyan-ganyan, I didn't buy immediately. Like, kailan ba ako nag-start? November, around latter November ako nag-start manood. But I bought merch, like, mga Christmas na, ganun, or before Christmas. Kasi, we nay ko muna if I'm really gonna fully stand this group. Kasi if you buy something, tas hindi mo pa pala sila ganun fully kamahal, parang, ay, ba't ko sila kinakollect, diba? Parang, bakit ko sila binili? Bakit ko binili to? Investment? Also, palitan na natin yung norm na yun na pieces or merch or investment, no? Ako kasi, may nakita akong comment one time na sinasabi niya na, nag-invest ako sa PC kasi in the future, pag nag-quitting sale ako, blah, blah, blah. Tas may nag-comment, bilin nyo kasi you wanna collect, not because you wanna quit in the future. Diba parang, sobrang totoo though. Sobrang I agree, 100% agree. As in, investment siya if nasa isip mo na talagang benta siya in the future. Pero why would you even buy it if you're thinking about selling it agad when it's not even on your hands yet? You haven't even held it yet. Alam mo yun? Parang sobrang, okay, sige, kung gusto niya yun gawin, okay, gawin niya. Pero parang kasi if gagawin niyo yun, bakit? I mean, bumili ka kasi gusto mo siyang bilhin, not because gusto mo siyang ibenta in the future. Sa ano lang to, ah, sa mga merch. Kasi pagdating naman sa mga real estate, ganyan, hindi mo, ano, ibang usapan naman yan kasi sobrang laking amount na ng money nun. Make sure you're collecting because you wanna collect, not because others are collecting too. Ayun, sobrang dami kasing issue ngayon sa BNS na ang dami nagkukwit, ganyan-ganyan, ang daming, yun nga, ang dami nagkukwit, pult ulit. So, ayun, nakikita ko rin kasi na yung iba ang reason lang nila is fast-paced collecting is not for them, ganyan-ganyan. So, ayun, parang I think we should weigh talaga our options always. I mean, weigh if you really want it or not. As in, sa TXT ko talaga siya natutunan, or baka sa BTS ko siya natutunan, pero sa TXT ko siya na-apply. Sa BTS ko natutunan na I don't have to buy everything. They love me regardless. And na-apply ko siya sa TXT na I don't buy everything. I just buy what I want. And I'm happy. You know, even though I don't have a MOA friend right now, I'm happy. I'm so happy. As in, I'm just so happy. You know, I'm happy in our bubble. Pero outside our bubble, I'm sad. So, I'm really happy when I'm in my MOA bubble, in my TXT bubble. So, you know, ayun lang naman. Ang dami kong sinabi, no? Tagal na nito. Hopefully, the sound is still fine. Hopefully, the audio is okay. What else pa ba yung mga pangyayari sa fangirl life ko? I started decluttering my BTS merch already. Hindi ako makapag-declutter naman ng TXT. Siyempre, kakastart ko lang ano yung declutter ko doon. Tsaka like what I said, everything na I'm buying TXT related, I really want it. So, sobrang labo na mag-quitting, mag-declutter soon ako soon. Hopefully, wala. Kasi, yun nga iniiwasan ko. Parang, ayoko naman bumili lang kasi nag-i-invest ako, no. Sabi nga ng friend ko, parang investment lang siya if ibenta mo at the right time. Parang, if the time na in-demand siya, tsaka mo siya ibibenta, yun. Na-ROI mo yun. Pero if hindi, hindi. Gets ba? Sorry ang gulo, pero yun lang naman. Thanks for listening. So, feeling ko yung mga hindi fangirls talaga, hindi nila magigets. But, parang mga 70% of the podcast, ano, more on collecting lang yung pinag-usapan ko. Pero, ayun, yeah. Aside from collecting, sobrang dami pang issues na you're gonna face when you start to become a fangirl or a K-pop stan or anything. Any stan. Kasi fangirl ka naman regardless of what your idol's nationality is. So, yeah. I think, overall, ang pinaka-takeaway ko dito, your love for the artist should be greater than any of your merch or any of the problems you're encountering. As in, kahit gaano pa kadami yun ang bash, kahit gaano pa kadami yung frustrations mo kasi na nami-mistreat yung idol mo, or kahit gaano pa kalala yung mga problems na encounter mo as you go through your fangirl life, I think mas importante na mas malaki yung love mo for them. Kasi it will, you know, it will conquer all. Love really conquers all. As in, yun yung pinaka-pinanghahawakan ko sa lahat. Like, if I really love this artist, talagang hanggang dulo. As in, no merch can ever, you know, compare to what they're giving me. As in, the content they're giving me or the happiness they're giving me. Wala siyang, parang hindi siya makakompare sa lahat ng nakukuha kong masama. As in, the good always outweighs the bad. Yun dapat lagi. So, yeah, let's wrap this up. Medyo nagiging emotional na ako. Ang dami ko na, dami ko na feel. Thank you, guys. Don't forget to follow this podcast. And, yeah. Ayun lang naman. Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.